From London, BBC Caribbean Report. The Privy Council in London upholds the appeals of five Jamaicans convicted of murder, and the news is warmly greeted by the Council of Human Rights.
Oh, we're absolutely delighted here in Jamaica. It has really sort of given us the sort of strength we need to continue.
Meanwhile, a British QC lays the blame squarely on the shoulders of the Jamaican judiciary.
It was a serious legal error that the Jamaican courts had fallen into that caused these five convictions to be quashed.
And in Holland, a move to have former colony Suriname declared bankrupt. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In what has been described as a landmark judgment, the Privy Council in London has upheld the appeals of five Jamaicans convicted of murder and sentenced to death. In granting the appeals, the council ruled that the local judge had failed to direct the jury correctly on the strength of the evidence. The successful appeals on behalf of the five men mark only the second occasion since 1980 that the Judicial Committee of the Privy Council has ruled against the Jamaican courts. For Flo O'Connor of the Jamaican Council of Human Rights, the Privy Council's decision represents a breakthrough.